This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ. Anyone can become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ, Invesco Distributors, Inc.
It's Thursday, May 25th. In case you haven't heard, which means you haven't been listening much to this podcast, the Social Security Trust Fund is going to be broke in 2033. That is according to the Social Security Administration's own trustees. This date, 2033, when the trust fund is broke, that's 1 year sooner than what they said a year ago. It's still 2 years later than other analysts say. Some are predicting that the trust fund will go broke in 2031. So what does it mean when the Social Security Trust Fund becomes broke? It means that the only money that Social Security will have to pay benefits to retirees is money that comes from the Social Security payroll tax. And Social Security only collects about 77% of the money it needs to pay benefits. In other words, starting in 2031 or 2032 or 2033, if you're a retiree, your benefits are going to get cut 23%. This is true for every retiree in the country, regardless of how much money you get from Social Security. Now, what's interesting is that Joe Biden, during his State of the Union message earlier this year, I'm sure you recall, he got Congress to all verbally agree with him during the State of the Union message not to touch Social Security. Remember, he said that? It's off the table. He got everybody to applaud and stand up. He said, we're not going to touch Social Security. Now, I don't think he meant that literally. I don't think he meant we're not going to touch Social Security. I think what he meant is that we're not going to touch the Social Security benefits that people are getting. Because think about it. If we're not going to touch Social Security at all, that guarantees, under current law, that there's going to be a 23% reduction in benefits. And I don't think that's what the president had in mind. I don't think that's what all the members of Congress who stood up and applauded had in mind. If you don't touch Social Security, you're cutting the benefits 23%. If you're saying we're not going to touch the benefits, that means you're going to have to raise taxes substantially. Now, just do the basic arithmetic on this. 67 million Americans get Social Security retirement benefits. Half of them, that benefit they get every month, is more than half of their annual income. For that benefit to get cut 23% would throw millions of American retirees into poverty. They wouldn't be able to pay their home mortgage or their rent. They wouldn't be able to buy medicine or food. There's no way Congress will allow that. On the other hand, you have millions of American workers that are facing a double-digit tax increase. Millions are going to be unable to afford that. We've got a crisis. It's brewing. And at the moment, neither the Congress nor the White House are doing anything about it. So what do you need to do? Well, if you're a retiree, you need to see this train wreck that's coming. You need to assume that there's going to be some benefit cut in your future, and that means you need to reduce your reliance on Social Security in anticipation of that. Reduce your spending. Figure out ways to generate income elsewhere by a part-time gig or a job of some kind. If you're a worker, you need to start saving as much money as possible now. You need to reduce your expenses as much as you can now so that you aren't going to be as adversely affected when the future tax increases, which are inevitable, finally start to show up. And a couple of ways that we can accomplish goals for both retirees and workers, retirees need to look at alternative income opportunities. And workers need to save more money to generate more of a net worth in the future to help compensate for the fact that you'll have lower after-tax income in the future. I suggest you take a look at some of the mutual funds and ETFs offered by Invesco and Global X. You'll find the links to both of those organizations in our show notes. Social Security. It's a big deal. It's getting ugly. And this problem is not going to go away all by itself. You know, every week, my wife Jean produces her own podcast. It's available at selfcarewithjean.com and premieres each week, every Thursday. Jean's really passionate about sharing her knowledge and insights with you on self-care, mindfulness, overall wellness. I know she wants to hear from you. You can sign up for her free email updates. Just ask Jean your questions. Her word of the week this week is posture and what it says about us. You can listen to Jean's podcast anytime you like, everywhere that you get your podcasts. Head over there right now. The link is in the show notes. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up, so the team and I are taking the holiday weekend off. We'll see you again on Tuesday. Happy Memorial Day.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by GlobalX ETFs. Amid inflation, rising rates, and a host of other economic challenges, volatility has been one of the few constants lately. But as listeners of this show know better than anyone, it's important to look past the short-term headlines and focus on the bigger picture. Despite the ups and downs of the news cycle, exponential technologies continue to advance, shaping a world of new possibilities in engineering, transportation, healthcare, and renewable energy. At GlobalX ETFs, we offer a diversified product lineup, including risk management solutions to navigate the storm, along with thematic strategies targeting the growth opportunities of tomorrow. Whatever your goals, visit globalxetfs.com to explore how our research and insights may help you achieve your goals.
Support for Rick Edelman's podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Meet Carmen, an everyday person who likes working in the garden, hosting dinner parties with friends, and listening to live music. She also participates in Progress by investing in a fund that supports innovative ideas. Invesco QQQ ETF allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, so you don't have to be an engineer to help push progress forward. Anyone can become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Increased awareness and actionable intelligence about the forces that are shaping our world.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.